You're listening to Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. Hey everybody, welcome back to Traffic Pattern. I'm Pattern, and today we're tackling something that I think every student pilot, every private pilot, even some seasoned aviators, tend to overthink. We're talking about emergencies, specifically when to declare one, what to say when you do, and why so many pilots hesitate when they shouldn't. Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. aviationsoul.com. All right, let's get into it. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. There is no penalty for declaring an emergency. None. Zero. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, is not going to come after you. You're not going to get a letter. You're not going to lose your certificate. In fact, the FAA has said repeatedly that they would rather you declare and not need it than need it and not declare. And yet, pilots hesitate, all the time. Why is that? I think part of it is ego, part of it is not wanting to cause a fuss, and a big part of it is just not knowing exactly what to say or when the situation crosses that line from inconvenient to emergency. So, let's fix that today. Let's start with the basics, the regulations. Part 91, Section 91.3. This is the one that every pilot should have tattooed on their brain. It says the pilot in command is the final authority as to the operation of that aircraft, and in an in-flight emergency requiring immediate action, the pilot in command may deviate from any rule to the extent required to meet that emergency. Read that again, any rule, to the extent required. That is an enormous amount of authority, and it's yours. The moment you decide you have an emergency, you have it. You don't need permission from ATC. You don't need to fill out a form first. You are the pilot in command, and the FAA gave you that authority, because they know that in a real emergency, seconds matter and bureaucracy doesn't fly airplanes. Now, there are two levels of emergency that ATC recognizes. Let's talk about both. The first is a distress condition. This is when you're in serious or imminent danger and you need immediate assistance. Think engine failure, think fire, think a flight control that just stopped working. This is the big one. When you're in distress, the word you use is mayday, 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 mayday. The second is an urgency condition. This is when you have a situation that concerns the safety of your aircraft or someone on board, but you're not in immediate danger of, well, falling out of the sky. Maybe you're lost and getting low on fuel. Maybe you have a sick passenger. Maybe a system failed and you can still fly just fine, but you want priority handling. The word for this one is pan 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 pan. Most pilots know about mayday. Fewer know about pan pan, and I think that's part of the problem. There's this gap in a lot of pilots' minds where the situation isn't bad enough for mayday, but they don't know there's a middle option, so they just say nothing and try to handle it alone. Pan pan fills that gap. Let's walk through this together with some scenarios. Because I think scenarios make this real in a way that reading the regulations just can't scenario one. You're a private pilot. You took off from a towered field. You're about 10 miles out, climbing through 4,500 feet, and your oil pressure gauge just dropped to zero. Oil temperature is starting to climb. What do you do? Well, first fly the airplane. Always fly the airplane. Aviate, navigate, communicate in that order. But this is a serious situation. An engine that's lost oil pressure is an engine that could seize. You need to get on the ground. This is a distress situation. This is mayday. Here's what you say, and keep it simple. You don't need to write a novel. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Kansas City approach, Cessna 634, Niner Papa, engine emergency, zero oil pressure, requesting immediate return to the field, currently 10 miles northeast at 4,500. That's it. You've told them who you are, what's wrong, what you want, and where you are. ATC will take it from there. They'll clear traffic out of your way. They'll roll the equipment. They'll give you priority everything. Your only job after that call is to fly the airplane to a safe landing. Now notice what I didn't say. I didn't say souls on board. I didn't say fuel remaining. I didn't give my full tail number twice. In a true distress situation, get the critical information out first. ATC can ask follow-up questions once you're stabilized. Don't waste precious seconds on information that doesn't help you land safely right now. Scenario 2. Different day. You're on a cross-country VFR and the weather ahead is deteriorating faster than the forecast said it would. Visibility is dropping. You're not instrument rated. You've still got good weather behind you, but you're disoriented and you're not sure exactly where you are. Is this an emergency? Here's the thing. It doesn't have to be catastrophic to be an emergency. You're a VFR pilot potentially flying into instrument conditions. That's how people die, and right now you have options, but those options are shrinking by the minute. This is at least a pan-pan, and honestly, if you're uncomfortable, call it a mayday. Nobody is going to second-guess you. Remember, you are the pilot in command. You define the emergency. Pan, 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 Minneapolis Center, Piper 286, Whiskey Tango, VFR pilot, encountering deteriorating weather, request vectors to nearest VFR conditions or nearest airport. ATC will help you. That is literally their job. They have radar. They can see the weather. They can see where you are even if you're not sure. They can point you toward clear skies or talk you down to an airport. But they can't help you if you don't ask. Scenario 3. This is the one that trips people up the most. You're on final approach at an uncontrolled field. You're on the CTAF, the common traffic advisory frequency. Your landing gear won't extend, you cycle it, nothing. You try the manual extension, still nothing. You've got fuel, the engine is running fine, but you cannot get the gear down. This is absolutely an emergency, but there's no tower, there's no approach control. Who do you tell? You still declare, you get on that CTAF and you say it. Mayday, mayday, mayday. All traffic. Springfield traffic. Mooney 456 Alpha Bravo, gear failure, unable to extend landing gear, will be landing gear up on runway 24. All traffic, please clear the area. And then you squawk 7700. That's the emergency transponder code. Even though you're not talking to ATC, radar facilities will see that code and send help. You can also try reaching approach or center on 121.5, the emergency frequency. Someone is almost always listening. The Airman Certification Standards for the Private Pilot Check Ride specifically tests your knowledge of emergency procedures. The examiner is looking for you to demonstrate that you can manage the situation, prioritize correctly, and communicate effectively. They want to see that you know the difference between distress and urgency, that you know the right phraseology, and most importantly that you don't freeze. Here's a practical tip. Practice your emergency calls. I'm serious. Sit in your car, sit at your desk, doesn't matter. Say the words out loud, mayday, mayday, mayday. State your call sign, state the problem, state what you need. Do it until it feels natural. Because in a real emergency, your brain is going to be running at about 100 miles an hour and your mouth needs to know what to do without waiting for your brain to catch up. Another thing, the moment you declare an emergency, start thinking about what happens after you land, not because the FAA is going to come after you, but because good airmanship means being thorough. Part 91.3 says that if requested, you need to submit a written report to the FAA. The key word there is if requested. Most of the time, they don't. But it's good practice to write down what happened while it's fresh. Keep a copy, note the times, the conditions, what you did and why. It protects you, and it helps you learn from the experience. Now, let me address the elephant in the cockpit. The fear of declaring. I've had students tell me they'd rather try to handle a problem on their own than declare an emergency because they're worried about the paperwork or the attention or being embarrassed. Let me be really clear about this. The only embarrassing outcome is the one where you didn't use every resource available to you and something bad happened. There is no pilot alive who has ever been criticized for asking for help. The National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, report archives are full of accidents where the pilot didn't declare, didn't ask for help, didn't use the resources they had. Don't be one of those reports. Let me give you one more scenario to think about. You're flying with a passenger, a family member. They suddenly become very ill. Chest pain, difficulty breathing. You're 30 minutes from your destination, and there's a decent-sized airport with medical facilities about 15 minutes to the east. Is this an emergency? 100%. A medical emergency on board is absolutely grounds for a declaration. And the word you want here is pan, pan, or mayday, depending on how serious it looks. Pan, 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 pan. Fort Worth Center, Cherokee 723 Echo Foxtrot, medical emergency on board, passenger with chest pain. Requesting divert to Waco Regional, request you have EMS standing by. ATC can coordinate with emergency services on the ground. They can have paramedics waiting at the ramp when you taxi in. That coordination can save a life. But it only happens if you make the call. Let me give you a quick summary of what we've covered today. Think of it as your emergency communication checklist. First, know your authority, part 91.3. You're the pilot in command. Second, know the two levels. Distress is mayday. Urgency is pan pan. Third, keep the call simple. Who you are, what's wrong, what you need, where you are. Fourth, squawk 7700 if the situation warrants it. Fifth, don't hesitate. The moment you think you might have an emergency, you probably do. Sixth, practice the words out loud until they're second nature. And seventh, there is no penalty for being cautious, period. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The bravest thing you can do as a pilot is admit you need help. The airplane doesn't care about your ego, it only cares about physics. So swallow the pride, key the mic, and make the call. Every time. All right, that's our show for today. Big thanks to the FAA's Aeronautical Information Manual, Chapter 6, for the emergency procedures reference. Also pulled from AOPA's resources on pilot emergency authority and the Airman Certification Standards. Great stuff in there. If you want to dig deeper, those are your starting points. Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by pilots who care about this stuff. If you want to learn more or catch up on past episodes, head over to radiohangar.com. I'm Pattern. Go practice those calls. Say them out loud. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. And remember, the best emergency is the one you're prepared for. Fly safe, everyone. Radio Hangar. Keep the blue side up.